USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A U.S. soldier now facing charges accused of helping a neo-Nazi group plan an attack on his unit overseas. The FBI disclosing yesterday that 22-year-old Ethan Melzer was arrested earlier this month for allegedly providing details about his unit with the group, and now he's facing charges of conspiring and attempting to murder U.S. nationals and attempting to provide material support to terrorists. The White House says reports that President Trump is furious about the turnout for his Tulsa rally over the weekend are not grounded in fact. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany.
He is very energized, having been around the American people, so he's quite pleased with how the rally went.
Before the rally, campaign officials had said they expected the venue, which holds over 19,000, to be filled. In fact, around 6,200 people showed up.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now, will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now, today. Purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
President Trump is halting visas for foreign workers, a move that will stop visas for tech workers, low-skill laborers, some spouses, and other types of visas at least through the end of this year. It would not impact university professors or those working in the agriculture and food processing industries, but fellow Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says he still doesn't like the president's decision, saying it could still adversely impact the U.S. economy at the worst possible time. Rayshard Brooks' funeral is today, more than a week after he was shot by Atlanta police in a Wendy's parking lot, found sleeping in his car, and a DUI suspect at the time. Martin Luther King Jr.'s youngest daughter, the Reverend Bernice King, is expected to speak at the funeral. This a day after people came to see Brooks' casket at the Ebenezer Baptist Church, where the late Dr. King once preached. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A federal appeals court is rejecting California's efforts to label Roundup weed killer a carcinogen. The court ruling yesterday that there's not enough evidence to back up that claim, with only the World Health Organization ever labeling that product as a probable carcinogen. It did so back in 2015. Texas's surging coronavirus numbers are not slowing down that state's reopening, though. The Republican Governor Greg Abbott saying that there will instead be an emphasis on social distancing and face coverings to try to curtail what he calls some sobering trends.
If the positivity rate or the hospitalization rate increase too much, we have strategies to reduce the spread of COVID-19 without having to return to stay-at-home policies.
And a new study suggests that women in America are not very interested in dating guys with cats. Colorado State University researchers showing hundreds of women photos of two men. One man would be pictured with his cat, the other man would be pictured without a cat, but maybe with a dog and maybe with no animal at all. At least 38% of the women said they were very likely to date the man who didn't come with a cat. 33% of the women said they were likely to go out with a guy because he did have a cat. But authors say that the findings suggest American culture sees cat men as less masculine. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.